Ryan mentioned it, that everybody knows you're going to run the ball. It's still working for you. What have you guys done so well up front to make it work when everybody in the world knows what's coming?
I mean, you know, we say kind of the sombrero's been on the offensive line shoulders now. You know, we asked for it. I don't think there's an offensive line out there that doesn't want to be called upon to run the ball and counted on, as, you know, especially at the end of the game. Put us in that situation. That's great. You know, put our ears back and get ready to kind of go to work. I mean, it's fun running the ball. It's smash mouth. I mean, that's what old school football is.
I remember talking to you a year ago, almost to the date, about how you felt almost like a DB backpedaling every time off the line with all the pass. Could this season feel any more different when it's slingshot kind of in the extreme other end?
Yeah, I mean, we've been definitely running the ball first. I mean, not to say that we haven't passed the ball, but, I mean, yeah, I would probably venture to say I haven't passed at it as much as I did this time last year.
Is that more fun? I mean, having success either way is fun, but to impose your will on another man with a set of five guys in the trenches, is that more fun than protecting Aaron? I know he's done some sublime things, but this has to be rewarding.
I think a different kind of fun. I like being productive at the end of the day, and I like winning. So if you're going to ask me to kick set 60 times and we're going to score a lot of points, go right ahead. But if we're going to, you know, get an 18-play drive, you know, jam it down their throats, so to speak, and kind of impose your will against another player, and, you know, kind of flat back them. They call them the old infamous pancake blocks. That's just fun, too. But at the end of the day, I like just being productive.
There's a smile to your face.
Yeah, I want to be productive. I don't care. You could pass the ball 60 times in a game if that's what's working, or you can run the ball 60 times. I'm cool with whatever. I just like, you know, you can kind of impose your will with whatever another end. You know, if I'm in pass pro, I can, you know, hem a guy up, and at the end of the day, you kind of he looks in your eyes, you know, whatever you're going to give me, you ain't getting through me. At the same end, you know, on a run block, you know, I don't care what kind of technique, or you're going to jump inside, outside, I'm going to be flat back, and you're going to be pushing you in the backfield, and you're not going to be tackling my running back.
With how the season started, did you kind of have a feeling that it's going to be much like last year with the heavy pass?
Yeah, I don't know. I think every year there's new identity. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're going to be passing. I think you got the best player in football on your team. You're going to want to put the ball in his hands more times than not. But I think every team, every year, has a different identity. In 2014, Aaron won the MVP. We ran the ball a fair amount, especially with Eddie and then Lee, especially later on in the stretch. I mean, we're getting a lot of carries. December football is usually where the ground game really starts picking up.
If you can win this game, then Aaron comes back. I mean, you could really almost be the best of both worlds with what you built with the run game, isn't it?
Like I said, it's just another dynamic. But, you know, that if game, we got to take care of business this week. So right now, most important thing is, you know, taking care of this opponent, going in and playing 60 minutes because you know they're going to be prepping.
Have Jamal and Aaron kind of graduated past that rookie stage by now in your eyes?
No. They're rookies till their third game in their second year. You know that, Larry.
Third game?
Yeah, so you get a credit season.
Oh.
All right.
Learn something.
Dave, really quick, just about Jason. I know Brian obviously leaves big shoes at right tackle, but how do you think he sort of settled into that spot, you know, over these last two starts?
I mean, you know, the one thing that you can't describe, I mean, the kid's talented. And, you know, he's definitely a good bud of mine, and I want the best for him. And the thing that I've appreciated is that he's, you know, taking it seriously and improved every week. And I think that his ceiling would be very high. And I think the nice thing for him that I know talking to him, it's nice to kind of have a home, so to speak, instead of always switching left and right. And that's, you know, everyone says, oh, it's just flip everything in your head. I mean, that's still pretty tough. I definitely enjoy being on one side the entire time and perfecting that skill. It's hard to jump left and right. But I know for him it's been a nice just kind of be able to settle in and focus just on one position.